recently, Katie was telling a story about how she hurt her hip dancing at her daughter's elementary school dance and got us thinking about the times we've injured ourselves in public and embarrassed ourselves. Squid?
The most recent, well, I guess the worst.
The most recent.
The most painful one I could probably think of was when I was still in high school, kind of where the trailers are.
Yep.
You know how in parking lots, sometimes they have those big pillars that kind of like stop people from, I guess, bumping into things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I was walking and I was like, oh, I can easily jump over that.
Oh, wow.
And like, I can't remember where I was, but it was like the whole entire class and we were just walking somewhere and I was just like casually like, you know, try to put my hands on top and jump over. And then it was much taller than I expected.
Yeah.
And then when I jumped, like, I just couldn't get my hands and feet in front of me. So I just went straight over and landed on my face.
A lot better than landing on it.
I was like, yeah. I had to play it off cool like it didn't hurt. But yeah. Oh, my God, that was so much pain.
I meant to do that.
Yeah, I popped up and I was like, oh.
You got it fast? Did you get it fast?
Oh, I popped up immediately,
no.
But I was in so much pain.
Okay.
I was like in so much pain trying to walk it off.
I will tell you this, as I've seen friends do stuff like that where they fall. I think you're better off laying on the ground and laughing.
Oh.
Yeah. If you get too fast, it's like, it didn't hurt me at all.
It didn't hurt. Fine.
You're in high school, but I've seen friends do that. I'm like, dude, just lay down.
It's so embarrassing.
You're just like, it's just lay on the ground and laugh.
Can I just tell you, though, that is absolutely 100% a dude thing.
Oh, yeah.
There is not a woman alive who's like, I could clear that.
I can scale that.
Nobody, we don't think that way at all. Yeah.
It's funny. Dudes are stupid. I've done that before, not recently.
Mm-mm.
Jason, have you embarrassed yourself or got hurt and embarrassed yourself?
Of course I did. One time when I was at P. Diddy's house.
Oh, yeah.
And Miami, was the Super Bowl, it was packed, and he was having this party, and somehow I don't understand how we were got there, invited there. It was all different people.
But
and
you were.
Big
That's
stars
the point.
Were there, like Russell Simmons were there and everything else. And I remember the guy telling me who got us into this thing. It's like, whatever you do, do not embarrass yourself. Do not make a scene.
Got it.
So I was like, girl, your best behavior when you're here. So after this party that he had during the Super Bowl, he had like this inflatable screen that we were watching the Super Bowl on, and his pool was open, his hot tub was open, there was his Ciroc liquor that he was showcasing, or the vodka, and all these other, you know, big other rappers and hip-hop stars were there. On the way out, we had to call our taxi. Everybody else was like pulling up in like Rolls Royces and Bentleys. We're like, we need to call a taxi. We were going to the taxi, and I go over his little bridge that was the, you know, where the goldfish are, whatever fish was there.
Mm-hmm.
And my foot got caught in one of the cracks, and it sprained my ankle really bad. Really, really, really bad. To the point where
painful.
I was going to try to fake it, but literally I got up and I collapsed on the ground again.
Yeah.
And the worst part is I knew everybody was leaving and coming.
Mm.
So it's like we kind of went out first because we didn't want to be embarrassed by the taxi. But all these other rappers and like Russell Simmons are all like saying goodbye and leaving. And I could not get up. And I remember my friend, Carol just bursted out laughing and pointing. And my friend had to pick me up and carry me down the rest of the drive.
Jeez.
And it was so embarrassing.
Oh, I love it.
And like it was your wedding day. You were being carried
over the threshold.
But I was just like, you know, I was just trying to make it seem, oh, it was really not that bad. I didn't want the attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, gosh, here's this. I knew he shouldn't have came to the party. That type of thing. So I'm like in the worst pain ever. And later that night, it was like a baseball was on the bottom of my ankle. That's how much pain.
Yeah.
In hindsight, maybe I could have got some money off it. I don't know, but I didn't want to at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking back, it was your mistake. That was your chance to be a millionaire.
I know.
And you blamed Carol, thinking she was going to be the embarrassment.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have too many to even, I'm trying to think of it to narrow it down, but one that sticks out. Gosh, there's like seven that stick out.
I know. When we say, have you ever, we're like, no, tell us about the time.
The most embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
I think the still the most embarrassing, it wasn't a lot of people, but it was enough, is when it had iced here.
Oh.
And we had to come, you know, we always have to be here at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have my key fob for some reason. And
how times haven't changed.
No, they haven't.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
And I'm like, I'm not even going to text Katie because she gets mad and come ask me. So I'm asking from our sister station, the host over there. I said, hey, can you let me in? I forgot my keys. He said, sure. And so he opens the door and lets me in the gate. And so I park as quickly as I can. And it is black ice. The whole parking lot is ice. There's, you know, there's no salt put down or anything. And he's holding the door for me because our key fob also gets us into the back door.
So you're feeling pressure to hurry up.
Yeah. And I'm wearing like, you know, boat shoes.
boat
probably
shoes.
Shorts.
Probably. And no jacket.
No jacket, of course. And so I'm trying to hurry, and I lose both feet. Both my feet go over my head. Whoa! Bam! On my back. And I just laughed. First of all, I couldn't get up quick.
No.
Even if I wanted to. And he's like, and I know he's trying not to laugh. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm glad we're here this morning.
The pain probably was excruciating.
And so I'm trying to get up and then trying to kind of ice skate in, not picking my feet up because I didn't want to fall again.
Right.
I'm going super slow.
And the big crack is still there.
The pavement has never recovered. Matt, tell us about the time you embarrassed yourself getting hurt.
I went to a formal when I was in college. And,
don't know why that makes me laugh.
I forget what song was on, but it was something where everybody was dancing and I went to try to get low a little bit.
Oh.
And I tweaked something and I was like, ow. And then when I went to move, I just split my pants.
Oh, gosh.
From the top of my belt all the way around to my tank area. Just the whole thing was split. And I remember standing up. I'm like, well, thank God it's dark.
Awful.
And I immediately walked over to the wall. I was more concerned about the pants than I was physically hurt, because the next day was when the physical pain came in. Mm-hmm. And I took my blazer off and tied it around my waist like a starter jacket so nobody could see my butt. And I begged the DJ to drive me home so I didn't ride the bus.
Love it.
I was like, I can't stand. I can't let people see this.
I cannot do this.
All right. We have a lot of you waiting on hold to tell us about the times you embarrassed yourself in public when you got hurt. That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.